Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And meeting with me today is Lindsay Pasuti. She is the executive director of the Perry Chamber of Commerce. And Lindsay, of course, we do this once a week. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, always a pleasure to check in to share what's going on.
Hey, well, and you know, what is going on, obviously, I know kind of being newer to the area, getting ready to experience my first, or well, I won't be riding, but at least kind of be watching the action, covering it, is BRRR, the annual bike ride to Rippey. It's the 47th annual one, and it's coming up in 2 weeks, so sneaking up on us fast here in the first weekend in February.
That's right. It feels like the last few weeks time has stood still and also rushed forward unbelievably. So I'm in disbelief that we're so close to the event. And with recent events and everything, it's been heavy hearts in the community and just finding ways that we can move forward and look forward to kind of what our next steps are. And so after some different conversations with community partners, with the board, with the BRRR committee, and then even just having outside feedback and everything from our supporters too, it felt important to move forward with this. The ride has never been canceled for any reason, and it felt like this is a different circumstance, but at the same time, it is a way to help everyone look forward one step at a time to see what those firsts are when it comes back to getting somewhere normal. And that's a relative number or relative word anyway, you know, thinking about what normal is anymore. But we have so many riders that come from out of town for this ride. It means a lot to the bicycling community. And I really am looking forward to having the BRRR ride be a platform for those individuals to show their support for our community. We think about annual events in the community and how it impacts the community, but this is really a unique event that it brings literally 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people from all across the state, all across the country, really, that comes to Perry on the first Saturday of February of all times to do this bike ride. And it's kind of silly, it's kind of quirky, but it's a tradition that puts Perry on the map and connects the biking community with our community in such a unique way. In a lot of ways, it's going to be a little bit different. It's not quite going to be or feel like the party that we normally are promoting. But at the same time, I think it's going to be important for our community to have that annual event and then have that opportunity for people to come in and show their support. So we're working on a number of different ways to kind of balance that being sensitive to the community, but then also providing that platform for those riders to still participate. So we will be having a moment of silence at the 10 a.m. group start. We are including some blue ribbons just to pin on wherever makes sense for all registered riders, just so that they can show their support that way. We've seen so many images of other communities, other sports teams and businesses wearing their Perry blue and showing their support, that this is one more way to keep on doing that with the BRRR riders. We're going to do that, and then we're working on some Perry Strong merchandise, some stickers and some bandanas for BRRR riders. I know that there's a lot of different merchandise out there now already with the Booster Club and other groups that fundraising, but again, this is an opportunity for some of those riders that maybe don't have a direct connection to other than the ride to show their support and maybe help with some donations and fundraising for families affected. So we're moving forward with everything, and a lot of the same things, same traditions, but adding some pieces here and there to kind of help with the healing process too.
Yeah, I think you bring up an important point of having this event almost to have something to look forward to. Just had Perry, the basketball teams, just come back and play in Des Moines. And so that was great to see the support kind of rallied around both teams there. A lot of individuals for both teams wearing Perry blue and really just representing. And kind of, you know, I've seen stuff just from the whole state. They played a video from the women's team of the Iowa Hawkeyes sharing their love for Perry. So I think this event is coming at a good time in terms of that, of like you're saying, looking to move forward, but also still honoring everybody that was involved in this tragic event. So that's just awesome. I'm glad you have some things planned to do for that. Last time that we talked about this, you mentioned, obviously, we talked more about registration. So can you kind of give me an update? How has that been going?
Yeah, so far so good. I think we're right on track from what feels like normal for registration. It always varies a little bit from year to year. Some people are really waiting on the weather before they decide to register or not, and that's totally normal. But last time I checked, we were at 333 for registrations, and that will just continue to rise. We have one more week of pre-registration for mailing out the packets, and then we'll shift to the week of registration, and that will be a day of packet pickup. And then, of course, there's always the day of option as well. So we'll be heading to the Iowa Bike Expo next Saturday to see riders there and get people registered there as well. So regardless, there's an opportunity to register. It's just kind of a difference in price break if you're up for saving $5 or if you're waiting to see what the weather is. But this year, more importantly than anything else, obviously this is a fundraiser for the chamber, but it's so important to consider participating in some capacity for this ride. So there's a lot of people that don't always register and they just come for the ride. And that's part of the fun of it. But at the same time, there's a lot of effort that goes into it. A lot of different safety precautions with our partners and amenities of the ride that wouldn't be possible without it being coordinated by the chamber. And so we just ask people to consider that this time around, especially to register or to do the support the ride donation option. We've included an optional Perry Strong donation item in registration so people can support the community that way. Just different ways to register. It's fun to see where everyone is coming from. Out of that 300 something I mentioned, we've got a good number that are from out of state as well. So it's a fun tradition for a lot of riders to come back during a normal time that you wouldn't normally think would be popular for bike riding. So we've got people from Colorado and Georgia, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Virginia, Wisconsin. So it's just fun to see some of those repeat names coming in that I recognize from year to year, seeing the team names, but also like looking at it and seeing that we have 50 or so first time riders this year. And I think that's something that we sometimes forget about, that this event is always attracting new people to the community as well. So just to drive that home, just there's so many people that are coming from across the state, from the eastern side of the state as well as far beyond. And then thinking about this as a first chance for a lot of riders to experience Perry, and we hope that they come back in warmer weather to check out the trails, to check out our community for other events and shopping and dining and lodging. And it's a unique event. It's always fun for us to coordinate this at the beginning of the year, kick off the new year, help us with our biggest fundraiser of the year. And now this year is a little different with this extra opportunity to support the community.
Well, we are talking a little bit off the phone, just with all the recent snow that the area has gotten, and temperatures have kind of warmed up after we went through a cold stretch. I think we're supposed to go through another one over the weekend. We were talking a little bit about, you were looking back at like temperatures from previous years. What are some mm-hmm. of the coldest ones that you remember?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny to look back. There's a book from the very beginning. Unfortunately, wasn't kept up with throughout all of the 40 years of history, but I can remember the last 5 burrs and the varied experiences there. I remember one year being cold and snowy, and we were worried that we would have to really keep an eye out for frostbite and things with the polar vortex that was the week prior, but the weather broke and it ended up being nice. Still snowy and cold, but we had people come out just because of that. They're first-time riders. I think in the history book, there was one year that with wind chill, it was like negative 25 or something. And that year, they did recommend people not riding, but never been canceled. It's kind of a at your own risk. You sign kind of that waiver of like, you know, you're doing this as an option. You know, you're registered, but it's not a race or anything, and just a fun ride. We do have the fire department as a sag wagon service, so they do help the eyes and ears out on the road to help people if they have a flat tire or if they decide that they can't make it back if the wind's too bad. And then we have Dallas County Amateur Radio being out with that communication too. So it is a big effort behind the scenes to keep people safe and having fun too. So we just appreciate all the support that we've had over the years to keep this going, to build it up to what it is. And I invite the community to come out at that group start as well, to be a part of that, see the support the community has, and wave the riders off as they go down Second Street. Definitely encourage people to take part in it.
Well, that's awesome. And of course, those out there who want more information, where can they go to get that?
Yeah, a couple places. Always stop by the chamber, give us a call or email. Registration is at 2024burr.eventbrite.com, or you can check out perryia.org/burr or our contact info.
All right. Well, that is Lindsay Pasuti, the executive director of the Perry Chamber of Commerce for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thanks so much. Good luck with the rest of registration for Burr, and We'll chat with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.